We get it. You're busy. You don't have time to waste on the mainstream media. That's why Salem News Channel is here. We have hosts worth watching, actually discussing the topics that matter. Andrew Wilkow, Dinesh D'Souza, Brandon Tatum, and more. Open debate and free speech you won't find anywhere else. We're not like the other guys. We're Salem News Channel. Watch anytime on any screen for free 24/7 at snc.tv and on Local Now, Channel 525.
Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, we talk about a massive voter fraud story that has not received enough attention. The sad story of Ken Buck and more. Email us as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. This might be one of the most important stories of 2023, and it is delicious, and you will enjoy it. Subscribe to our podcast. Open up your podcast app and type in Charlie Kirk Show. That is Charlie Kirk Show. And you can email me as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. freedom@charliekirk.com. Become a member of the Charlie Kirk Show, charliekirk.com, and click on the Members tab. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the Loan Experts I Trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. There's a pattern that is disturbing. The left can wear you down. They grind you down to invoke your surrender. They're relentless. They'll attack you from within. They'll attack you externally. They'll try to infiltrate your ranks. They'll call you names. It's tempting to want to sue for peace. It's tempting because every so often they'll attack, and then they'll say, but if you just concede on a couple of these issues, you can be liked again. It feels good. I'm sure it does. For someone who has been attacked and smeared and slandered and tarred and feathered, someone who is worn down by the Marxists, you wake up one day and you say, boy, I'd love to be liked. I'd love to be able to go on CNN and have the nice cameo and the Washington Post article. And they offer you a little bit of a crumb. Come on, you can do it. Just say that the 2020 election was safe and secure. I was a keynote at an event 2 years ago. I remember it vividly because Oregon was playing Colorado. And it was 2 years ago because they do home and away, home and away, home and away. And I was in Colorado when Oregon was playing Colorado. So it was the fall of 2021. It was 2 years ago. For the record, Oregon won by a lot. And I was the keynote at an event in Fort Collins, Colorado. Great place, terrible university, Colorado State University. So I go up there, speak, and Ken Buck was there. Now I've known Ken Buck for years, and we've always gotten along. And one of the things I always appreciated about Ken Buck is he's a fiscal hawk. I'm a fiscal hawk. One of the things I wish the Republican Party would get organized is cutting spending. We need balanced budgets. This whole deficit spending new normal is destructive. It's insane. It's anti-reality. It's wrong. Both parties contribute to it. One of the more, let's just say, disappointing aspects of the Trump presidency is that we didn't balance the budget. I've always been very clear about it. Trump had an excellent presidency. The lack of fiscal discipline was a disappointment. But I always got along with Ken Buck. He was a fiscal hawk, member of the Freedom Caucus. So I keynote this event. And this is why I love the grassroots. That's why I love you guys, because sometimes you're able to inform me of things that I'm missing. And so the combined intelligence of this audience, the combined intelligence of the conservative grassroots is amazing. So I was doing a photo line, and they could be rather exhausting at times. You stand there for an hour and a half. But 10 or 12 people came up to me, and they'd say, hey, Charlie, you know, love the show, love what you're doing. And the show was just getting started, by the way, at that time. And they said, Charlie, just so you know, have you heard about what Ken Buck is doing? I said, what are you talking about? Ken Buck is solid, right? They said, no, you should keep your eye on him. Something's changing. It's like, really? It's like the 10th or the 11th or the 12th person in the grassroots of Fort Collins, Colorado said, Ken Buck is no good. They said, he is starting to waver. He's starting to change his language. And then someone came up to them, they said, you know, Ken Buck is really tight with Liz Cheney. Now, they had some shared history. He either worked for Dick Cheney or was close to the Cheney family, or he was some sort of a prosecutor. I can't remember all the details. There's some sort of a friendship there. And I remember I went up to Ken Buck and I spoke to him, and it was a pleasant conversation. But I said, "Hey, why are you talking about January 6th in the way that you are?" He said, "Oh, it was really terrible." Now, mind you, this was 2 years ago. This is well before a lot of the Tucker Carlson tapes, before we saw that the QAnon shaman was getting, you know, guided tours. Jacob Chensley was getting guided tours of the U.S. Senate. And I said, I don't appreciate some of the language you're using. You're playing into the left. Why don't you talk about the, you know, the murder of Ashley Babbitt, all that sort of stuff. And I sensed an attitude from Ken Buck in that conversation that was completely different from the Ken Buck that I knew years before, which was a fighter, someone that was representing his voters, was going to D.C. And I saw a softening. Now, mind you, the way the left works is that once they smell blood in the water, they pounce. This is what they did with Adam Kinzinger. This is what they've done with Paul Ryan. It's what they do with any moderate Republican that starts to waver, starts to buckle in the knees, starts to all of a sudden want to be liked. The left goes all in. And Ken Buck was a perfect candidate. He was getting older. He just wanted to be liked. He wanted to be accepted to the parties. And so Ken Buck all of a sudden started to do very strange things. For example, recently, remember, we're trying to talk about impeaching Joe Biden, and Ken Buck says, "Well, there's no evidence of that." Said, "What? You're a Freedom Caucus member. There's no evidence of impeaching the traitor Joe Biden?" Ken Buck recently came out and said that there's no problem with mail-in ballots. His home state of Colorado has been obliterated and ruined because of mass mail-in balloting. Ken Buck went from a Freedom Caucus fiscal hawk to a leading member of the Vichy French. Play cut 83.
I have no problem with mail-in ballots. I don't have a problem with the Colorado system. I don't see widespread fraud, and I think it's appropriate to have mail-in ballots. But it's really a state-by-state, county-by-county issue. Yeah, I think that the president has been hurt by the investigation, the wrongful investigation, the fraudulent investigation run by the upper echelon of the FBI. And I think that makes this president somewhat paranoid about a free and fair election.
He's calling Trump paranoid about a free and fair election. How does this happen? Look, a fact of life is that as some men age, they lose their fight. You see this as George W. Bush. Great example. George W. Bush was never a legit conservative. George W. Bush was never somebody that I would consider to be a movement conservative. But George W. Bush has basically become a weak-kneed Democrat. I mean, he's painting. He's talking about open borders. He's doing all sorts of goofy stuff. You see this pattern with Republican men, not all of them, some of them, as they get older, there's a softening. They lose the commitment to the fight. So there's two interpretations here. They either show their true stripes later on, and they were always this way, and they capitulate, or they have legitimately been worn down. By the machine. So Ken Buck is now coming out and he's saying, "I'm not going to run for re-election." He would have been primaried anyway and probably not have been the nominee. He literally wants to be a CNN contributor. Now, Ken Buck represents the 4th Congressional District in Colorado, which is the eastern part of Colorado. I would imagine that's pretty conservative. I don't know the political composition of that district, but I would imagine it's an R+13, so it's very conservative. So those voters in the 4th Congressional District of Colorado, they deserve a lot better than this. It's very rural, very conservative. But listen to this. Listen to Ken Buck saying he will not run for re-election. Play cut 81.
"Hi, this is Congressman Ken Buck. After careful consideration and much prayer, I have decided not to seek a 6th term in the U.S. House of Representatives. Our nation is on a collision course with reality, and a steadfast commitment to truth, even uncomfortable truths, is the only way forward. Too many Republican leaders are lying to America, claiming that the 2020 election was stolen. describing January 6th as an unguided tour of the Capitol, and asserting that the ensuing prosecutions are a weaponization of our justice system. These insidious narratives breed widespread cynicism and erode Americans' confidence in the rule of law.
You know what erodes America's confidence in the rule of law? Jack Smith trying to put Donald Trump in prison for 700 years, Ken Buck. I'm sorry I ever supported you. You are a massive letdown. What is that, a CNN demo reel? Please hire me. Please like me. The country is in the mess that it's in because of people like Ken Buck talking like that. What a disappointment. Feckless, cowardly, two-faced, deceitful. You are the problem. Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. There's a lot of steak this November, so I'm baking you. Don't be chicken and shop at the grocery store like usual. Get Good Ranchers instead. Their Black Friday Your Way sale is live, and it's something you don't want to miss. And yes, they have great meat puns, and they have even better meat. And this November, you get to pick your favorite meat to get free for a year. Yes, you pick a year of free steak, salmon, chick, or bacon when you subscribe to any box right now. I love this service. I use it. When you subscribe to any box on goodranchers.com, you not only get a free gift of meat worth over $480, but you also get $15 off my special code, Charlie. So go. The only big deal your grocery store has is on expired yogurt, so ditch the meat aisle and subscribe at goodranchers.com. You could save up to $500 with their Black Friday offer. No purchase of expired yogurt required. Why choose Good Ranchers? Because they're the number one place to get an all-American beef, pork, chicken, and seafood. With Good Ranchers, there's no second guessing. Promo code Kirk for $15 off plus a year of your favorite meat. Promo code Kirk. Legitimate question is, Ken Buck being blackmailed by the intel agencies or by the Democrat machine? Do they have some sort of blackmail on him? Why would one change so dramatically and start parroting the talking points of the regime? Mass mail-in balloting is perfectly safe and secure. It's eroding our trust in the institutions. Yeah, that's a really interesting new talking point. Joe Scarborough and Morning Mika, he mentioned this the other day. So this is a new talking point from the Operation Mockingbird Trusted News Initiative. They say, well, aren't you conservatives? Don't you conservatives care about the trust of our institutions? Isn't it a Burkean conservative value to protect the institution? And the answer is, if the institution has been corroded and taken over by a bacterial infection, you have to either remove the infection or burn the institution to the ground. We're not going to defend an FBI that is inwardly at war against the citizens. In addition, we're not going to defend a kleptocracy and an oligarchy running the entire country. And so Ken Buck says, well, this erodes trust on our institutions. Whoa, whoa, it's our fault, Ken Buck? It's not the fault of the FBI who illegally spied on Donald Trump. The Durham report, which was lackluster in its enforcement, not a single person went to jail, but the report itself did show that the FBI broke regulation after regulation and protocol. I remember when some people were so excited when the Durham report came out, these kind of normie Republicans, like, oh, this is really going to teach the FBI a lesson. Has anybody even mentioned the Durham report in the last 6 months? We were pretty down on the Durham report when it came out. Indictments are coming, we were told. No, they get away with it. They always get away with it because of people like Ken Buck. Because Ken Buck says that if you dare question the administrative state, the FBI, the Department of Justice, then you're just paranoid. Eh, you're a paranoid person. Ken Buck thinks it's perfectly normal and fine that the leading opposition candidate and a former president is facing 700 years in federal prison. Perfectly fine. And it's your fault because you're deteriorating trust. He says we have to stop perpetuating the lie about the 2020 election as if we didn't have the Hunter Biden laptop story suppressed and that significantly moved people's opinions in the key battleground states. As if we did not have mass mail-in balloting in the Center for Technology of Civic Life and Mark Zuckerberg pumping in $400 million in Zuckerboxes illegally administered, the relaxing of signature verification standards, the delayed counting in Fulton County and Cobb County. Perfectly fine. Nothing to see here, according to Ken Buck. Our fight is multi-front. And one of the most important fronts is within the Republican Party. And this is where we can actually make the biggest immediate difference. I get some heat sometimes from moderate donors, moderate commentators that mean well, not Eric Erickson types who are whatever. Those people are a waste of time. The people that actually mean well. They'll say, Charlie, why do you criticize Republicans? We need to be united. And I disagree. If we don't have an opposition party and we are infiltrated by Brutus, Cassius, and Judas Iscariot types like Ken Buck, then how on earth are we supposed to run an opposition party? You can't. When you have people like Ken Buck who talk a good game and take advantage of their voters, I was there at the Lincoln Reagan Day dinner in Fort Collins. He talked a good shtick when he came up. And he was like, yeah, you know, we need to cut spending and hold Biden accountable and all this. He lies to his voters. Give me power so I go to D.C. and enjoy the jacuzzi of the kingdom while you guys suffer. And I think that's really sick. The uniparty Republicans must be purged. So it's a good sign that Ken Buck is not running for re-election. It's frustrating and it's irritating because Ken Buck now might get in the way of us impeaching Joe Biden. He wants a CNN contributorship. He does not care about his voters. The bad news about him not running for re-election is there's really nothing that we can do to influence him to get his vote. So effectively, the House Republican majority went down by a seat because Ken Buck is going to do whatever he's told by whoever is blackmailing him, whoever is controlling him, or whoever wants to hire him as he does the CNN demo reel. Please hire me. Please hire me. Dylan Mulvaney, the, you know, evening host, whatever her name is. The Mulvaney lookalike. Went to Alabama, sorority sister, whatever. People like Ken Buck must be kicked out of the Republican Party. It's a good sign. We have a lot of work to do. Strong Cell is amazing. I got to tell you, the combination of NADH, CoQ10, and collagen is really something. You know, people ask me, they say, Charlie, how do you keep your energy up? How do you just keep on pushing? Look, part of it is diet, nutrition, but I'll be honest, I take supplements really seriously. Fact check me on this. You can say, oh, Charlie, I'm going to fact check you. Type this into your search engine. NADH. Just type it in. What does it tell you? It might tell you that it is the secret to living long, anti-aging properties, more energy. Well, all of that is being proven in more and more clinical trials. NADH is a precursor so that your mitochondria can remain healthy and vibrant. The elites, a lot of billionaires, people with a lot of money, they spend a ton of money on NAD. It's a fact. NAD just might be your secret weapon for more energy. I take NAD every single day. I could tell you that NADH compared with CoQ10, the trials show very, very good things on it. Don't take my word for it. I mean, honestly, my word should be good for something, but fact check me. Look at it. And if you do it over 30 days, you'll see an increase in energy. I wake up better than ever before. NAD can help you potentially, again, fact check me on this, with depression, anxiety, other issues that you might be dealing with. It is nature's gift to you so that you might have extra energy and mental clarity. You guys can use promo code Charlie for 20% off. It's strongcell.com/Charlie. NAD might be nature's secret weapon for you. I love it. I take it every single day. Try it for at least 30 days to see the maximum benefit. And let me know, has NAD helped your life? Strongcell.com/Charlie. Check it out. Strongcell.com/Charlie. All right, everybody. I want you to buckle up and listen very closely and carefully. This is one of the most delicious stories of the year. It has received very little media coverage, very little. But it is interesting, important, on many different levels. How many times have you heard January 6th committee, media, Ken Buck, the 2020 election was safe and secure. Voter fraud does not happen in a widespread way. How many times have you heard judges say that? How many times have you heard the election fraud never happens? There is no election fraud ever. No proven cases. There are no legitimate cases of voter fraud. And if you believe it, you are a conspiracy theorist. You probably believe that Jeffrey Epstein flew to private islands with underage girls with Bill Clinton. Like, you're a crazy person. Only in a blue state with Democrat-on-Democrat friendly fire could a story like this happen. Only in a state where it's Democrats fighting over political power could something like this occur. This should be the front page of the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal. On Wednesday, a judge in Connecticut just threw out an entire election due to fraud. Now, we know that this fraud was committed by Democrats because it was in a Democrat primary. Judge William Clark has ordered an entirely new primary election to be held for the mayor's race in Bridgeport, Connecticut. That's not a small town, by the way. One of the Democrat candidates in that primary, John Gomes, lost by 250 votes. Curiously, that's the same margin that Abraham Hamadeh lost by in the general election for Attorney General of Arizona. Evidence then emerged that this defeat was enabled by pervasive and, more importantly, organized fraud by supporters of the incumbent, Joe Ghanem. The evidence that has been submitted in question comes from video recordings, get this, of ballot drop boxes in Bridgeport. The videos show Wanda Getter Pataki, vice chair of the Bridgeport Democrat Town Committee, repeatedly dropping stacks of ballots into the ballot drop box. Even though Connecticut law states that absentee ballots may only be returned by the voter, a family member, a caretaker, a police officer, or a neutral election official. Party officials can't do it. Now, we have some tape here. What cuts are they? But look, first, let's go to the news report. Let's play cut 84.
I don't think this can wait.
This video surfacing in Bridgeport, allegedly showing city employee and Mayor Joe Ghanem supporter Wanda Getter Pataki stuffing white envelopes into an absentee ballot drop box.
We have for years said that those need to be inside the municipal buildings, not outside the municipal buildings. And until we can get this so that it's secure, I think we've got to stop that process.
Democratic leaders agree it's concerning.
It causes concern if people don't have faith in the integrity of the system.
The public is correctly concerned.
But does the law need to change?
You realize in Arizona and in Georgia, you're going to have drop boxes outside, unattended, just like the Zucker boxes. Republicans have done next to nothing to fix it. But Democrats in Connecticut say, well, we've said for a while that they should be inside buildings or else they could be open for abuse. The law needs to change. People are rightly concerned. So for all of you keeping score at home, Democrats are rightly concerned in a mayor's race. But you are perpetuating a big lie of a great steal, and you should be put in federal prison if you believe this. Democrats are willing to commit fraud against each other in a race like this. And the question should be, how much more willing would they be to commit fraud in a national presidential race against someone they hate more than anyone else, Donald Trump? If they're willing to cheat in a local mayor's race in a Democrat primary in Bridgeport, Connecticut, what did they do in Arizona, Georgia, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin in 2020? What did they do against Carrie Lake in Arizona? In this race, a Democrat was willing to call out fraud by another Democrat, but they would never, or would they bother doing that in a race where they're all united against Republicans? Of course not. That's what makes this story so fascinating. The fact that it's Democrat on Democrat, all of a sudden a judge is willing to listen to it. And this exposes the sham of Democrat claims about election security. They say fraud never happens. Well, now fraud happens so glaringly, they had to throw out an entire election. They say our elections are incredibly secure, but that didn't stop fraud in this race, and the fraud wasn't detected because of existing protections, but because of video recordings that Connecticut does not require. If these tapes didn't exist, they would have gotten away with it. And guess what? We have those exact tapes in the movie 2000 Mules, and not a single judge was willing to look at the evidence. Not a single judge was willing to consider the evidence in Arizona, in Wisconsin, in Pennsylvania, and specifically Georgia. The judge said, quote, the videos are shocking to the court and should be shocking to all parties. This isn't everything either, by the way. A lot of absentee ballots were not properly certified, and the judge decided to throw them out. Judge throwing out ballots? No such considerations were made in Arizona in the 250 vote margin between Mays and Hamadeh. No such accommodations were made between Carrie Lake and Katie Hobbs. No such accommodations were obviously made for Donald Trump in these key states. This is one of the biggest stories of 2023, everybody. Here you have not just a smoking gun of evidence. This is an election that has been overturned. Wait a second. Isn't that the talking point they use against Donald Trump? He's trying to overturn an election. So it's cool for Democrats to overturn an election? Perfectly fine. The same playbook that they've used against Donald Trump and Republicans was used in Bridgeport, Connecticut. There's two differences, though. They got caught, and a judge was willing. Most judges in America are feckless, rule-following cowards. Most judges in America do not have a fortitude or spine. And they were terrified. The same way that CEOs are terrified at the activist left. The same way that college presidents are terrified of the activists on their campus. A minoritarian, psychotic activist base of left-wingers nakedly intimidate the American judicial system. And it's not an exaggeration. Someone tried to show up to Brett Kavanaugh's home and murder him. You better believe that other judges across the country got the memo that it is open season for the left to come after judges that might make decisions they don't like. These judges still want to be accepted in high society. These judges still want to be invited to speak at law schools. If you're going to make a decision considering evidence that Donald Trump might have had the election taken from him, they'll say that you're no better than a judge that aligns with Nazi Germany. And so Donald Trump's cases didn't go anywhere. Judge after judge after judge was unwilling to consider the evidence. But what this case in Bridgeport, Connecticut shows us is that if a judge actually does consider the evidence, that there is now precedent to overturn an election. There's precedent to redo an election. We were called conspiracy theorists, wild, wacky, in 2020 and the months that following when we were asking a judge, any judge, to consider the evidence and do a redo. We wanted the redo with Carrie Lake. We wanted to say, this evidence is so insane. Social media censorship, ballot muling, mass mail-in balloting. And they said, no, we just dismiss it because the judges wanted to be liked. This particular judge, he doesn't really care because it's Democrat on Democrat. So one side of the Democrats will like him, one side won't. So it's easy for him, easier for him. There are so many takeaways from this story. And we are told daily that election fraud does not exist. If that's the case, why is it that an election has now been overturned and must be redone in a Democrat primary? I'll repeat the previous point. If they're willing to cheat for a largely inconsequential mayor's race in Bridgeport, Connecticut, what do you think they were willing to do against a man they thought was Hitler? A man that they are pathologically against, that they are so deranged. They can't see straight. They scream in the sky. They smash windows. They dedicate their life with religious zeal to destroy Donald Trump. If they were willing to cheat over some dog catcher race in Connecticut, what do you think they did in Pennsylvania? Have you become a member of the Charlie Kirk exclusive yet? It's so easy. All you have to do is go to members.charliekirk.com today or charliekirk.com and click on the members tab. Sign up for access to all of our exclusive content. Never before seen interviews, weekly columns written by me, all of my most recent speeches in one place. videos where I answer your questions and so much more. Plus, we're going to be inviting members to Zoom calls with me starting very soon. So do not miss out. Help keep us uncensored by providing you with new content daily by becoming a member. Your support means the world to me and the whole team. Sign up today at members.charliekirk.com. If we have blessed you in any way, if this show has impacted your life, if you like the impact that we are making for other people and young people especially, consider becoming a member. It's affordable for people of all income levels. You guys get amazing perks and benefits, and it's only beginning. So go to members.charliekirk.com. That is members.charliekirk.com. What I personally love about this Bridgeport, Connecticut story is that it looks identical to the 2000 Mules footage. In fact, when I first saw the footage, I thought I was watching 2000 Mules. And you watch the 2000 Mules footage, it's people that get out of cars, so they start stuffing multiple ballots in. And the media did an entire operation to try to discredit 2000 Mules. They sued the movie. They smeared the movie. They said it wasn't true. Whole thing. And here in Bridgeport, Connecticut, you see, this is what's so interesting. The Democrats want power so badly, they can't resist. They can't resist. If this would have happened and a Republican would have won by 250 votes or 500 votes or like they wouldn't have, they would, okay, stay away. The fact that it's Democrat on Democrat, oof, it really makes you think. Those videos look like they're straight out of Fulton County or Detroit or Philly. And Democrat on Democrat is why they got caught. And I think we should try to peel back the layers on this. So if this was fraud in a national race, who would catch it? No one. The person who did this and the people who did this in Bridgeport, Connecticut, were they trained? Was there a workshop, a seminar, a blueprint, a playbook? Is there a list of best practices? By the way, will arrests be made? Will people be perp walked? Where's the FBI? Oh, the FBI is too busy infiltrating Latin mass and arresting Catholics, going after moms and dads at school board meetings. Oh, the FBI is making sandwiches for illegals? That's a new one. I didn't know that. I learn something new every day. I'm not surprised. None of this surprises me anymore. I'll tell you when I'm surprised. We tweeted this out. Again, I'm just going to say, I know I got a lot of anti-Elon emails yesterday. That's fine. I love the feedback. You guys are the best. We can disagree. It's what patriots do. But I will say this. The tweet that I sent out yesterday about this Bridgeport, Connecticut story, I would have lost access to my Twitter account almost within hours. Okay? Under Jack Dorsey's Stalinistic Politburo regime, I would have lost access to my Twitter account. And or the tweet would have been, not shadow banned, it would have been censored, right? So I tweeted this out. 5 million people have seen the tweet. I said, massive story. A judge has overturned a mayoral primary election in Bridgeport, Connecticut after Democrat operatives were caught ballot stuffing. The video was leaked and reveals a Democrat clerk stuffing this Dropbox multiple times with illegal ballots in the same day. Judge Clark wrote in his ruling, quote, the volume of ballots so mishandled is such that it calls the result of the primary election into serious doubt and leaves the court unable to determine the legitimate result of the primary. And so this triggers a series of inquiries. We should not lay off of this, everybody. We need a national Republican. Again, we don't have an RNC. They're so worthless. If they were useful, they'd be calling people like me, calling Steve Bannon, calling Republican AGs, trying to unify messaging. No one does it. There's no war room. There's no blueprint. They're too busy buying flowers for themselves. Series of inquiries need to be aggressively made. How common is this? Will this case be the first of many? Does this create legal precedent for future ballot stuffing cases? From day one of the trial, we learned they don't do signature verification. They don't check if you're a U.S. citizen. They don't verify that the reason you vote to vote absentee is legitimate. And they don't have a way to distinguish between mail ballots versus Dropbox. All of this is in Bridgeport. There's no way to stop fraud. And now Democrats are saying, in that clip, we don't trust our elections. Oh, I thought not trusting your elections lands you in federal prison and you're called a crazy right winger. Just so we are clear, it's a miracle and an accident that we caught this. It just like laid into our lap, like manna from the heavens. God is basically saying, I'm going to help you out here. Boom. And we're like, whoa, 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 what? Like we knew this was happening because we use common sense and prudence, but now we have it on video evidence. Democrats are saying it. Judges are overturning it. And we are realizing, here's the key, everybody. This is routine. This is standard operating procedure. The media is blatantly lying to you. They know the truth and they are suppressing it. This happens in Chicago. This happens in Philadelphia. This happens in Milwaukee. This happens in Cleveland. This happens in Pittsburgh. This happens in Atlanta. This happens in Phoenix. Oh, this happens in LA. This happens in Denver. And now you have not just the smoking gun, you have a high definition Zapruder film that shows you that this is standard operating procedure of the Democrat Party. We should not lay off. It's just the beginning. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company, like super woke.
When I grow up, I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged
by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up, I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder
just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns. What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.